You're listening to ESL Podcasts, English Cafe, number 9. You're listening to the English Cafe. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff McQuillan, coming to you from the Center for Educational Development in beautiful Los Angeles, California. As always, we thank Dr. Lucy Say for her help on the podcast and her contributions. On today's podcast, we're going to talk a little bit about the school system in the United States. We'll also be talking about the Sundance Film Festival, and we'll be answering several questions that you have emailed me. Now let's get started. Well, I'm recording this podcast on Sunday here in Los Angeles, and Sunday is, of course, many of you know, the 29th of January is the New Year, what we would call the Lunar New Year, L-U-N-A-R. The lunar refers to the moon, and today is a new moon. When you can't see the moon at all, we call that a new, N-E-W, moon. And most importantly, it is a day in which many people, particularly in Asia, celebrate the New Year's. And this is a very popular celebration in many countries. China, of course, the Chinese New Year, and there are lots of celebrations. So, Happy New Year. I also wanted to talk a little bit about some email. I had gotten some questions about the difference between British English and American English. And I'm not an expert. I'm not very knowledgeable about the differences. But there is another podcast for those of you who are interested in British English versus American English. There's a podcast called the Bob and Rob Show. And this podcast is very good. It's faster. They talk faster than I talk here. So you need to be a little more advanced to understand their podcast. But they often talk about English and British, or rather British and American English. And you can find them at EnglishCaster, that's English, C-A-S-T-E-R, all one word, EnglishCaster.com, and you can look for the Bob and Rob Show. And if you do listen to them, be sure to tell them you heard about their show here on the English Cafe. Well, I said I was going to talk a little bit about the Sundance Film Festival. I talked last week about how this film or movie event is one of the most famous in the United States. It's not as famous as Cannes, the film festival in France, but many Americans know about this film festival. And the film or movie that won the number one prize, the top prize, was called Quinceañera. Now, quinceañera is a Spanish word, and it refers to 15. And it is the celebration that particularly in Mexico and in other parts of Latin America, the quinceañera is a party that a girl has when she becomes 15 years old. And this particular movie is about Latinos, that is, those people who are from Latin America, Mexico, Central America, South America. It's about some teenagers living here in Los Angeles. And it was voted the number one movie. I haven't seen it, but I plan to. The Quinceañera Festival is very popular among families here in Los Angeles who are Mexican-American, who are many originally, their parents originally from Mexico. In English, they're actually, in the United States, there used to be a very popular party, but for girls, but not at 15, but at 16. And these were sometimes called Sweet 16, Sweet, S-W-E-E-T, 16 parties. They were mostly for more, for richer families, for more wealthy families with more money, would sometimes have a big party for a girl in the family who was turning 16. But in Mexico and other parts of Latin America, it's 15. There was an article in the Los Angeles paper this morning about high school, and in particular about high school dropouts. A dropout, D-R-O-P-O-U-T-S. A dropout is someone who goes to school but doesn't complete the school, doesn't finish the school. And after reading this story, I thought it might be a good idea to talk a little bit about the school system here in the United States. We have a public school system that the government pays for. The state and local government pays for mostly. And this is a free school system. Anyone can go to a public school. There's also a private, many private schools, and these schools charge tuition. Tuition, T-U-I-T-I-O-N, is money that you pay to go to a school. Well, these private schools are run by different organizations. Some of them are religious, some of them are not. There are many private schools, but most American children go to a public school. And the schools are usually divided into three parts. The first six grades, and sometimes the first seven grades, beginning with kindergarten. Kindergarten is for five-year-old, 4 and 5-year-old children. And then there is first grade, which is for 5 and 6-year-old, mostly 6-year-old children. And that first 6 years is called elementary school. We often sometimes call that grade school, G-R-A-D-E, grade school. A grade school is the same as an elementary school. After those first 6 years, in many schools, you go to a different building, a different school, called a middle school. And a middle school is usually grades 7 and 8, sometimes 6, 7, and 8, sometimes 7, 8, and 9. It depends on the school, but usually a middle school is 6 and 7, 6, 7, 8. Sometimes in different places, they call middle schools a junior high, And that's, again, 7th, 8th, and sometimes 9th grade. So every school, every city is different in the United States, but most of them have this middle school or junior high school for 6, 7, 8 grades. Then, after you finish middle school or junior high, you go to high school. This is sometimes called senior high because it is either 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th, or 10, 11, and 12, the grades that it is. Well, in American junior highs and in high school, there is usually just one diploma. Not every child, not every student studies the same thing, however. There are certain required courses, but in many high schools, students can select the kinds of classes they want to take. And these are called usually electives. Elect means to choose. So an elective as a noun, these are classes, courses that you can choose in this case, in high school. Many times these are classes that you have to be fairly smart to get into. And in some schools, they separate students based upon how smart they are or how good they do, how well, I should say, they do in school. And this idea of separating students into different classes is sometimes called tracking. Tracking, T-R-A-C-K, tracking, I-N-G, of course, for tracking. A track, you can think of a railroad track. That's the thing that a train travels on top of. Well, when we talk about tracking, we're putting students into different classes depending on how good of a student they are. This is a controversial practice in many schools, meaning there are many people who don't like this, who think this is not a good idea. In my school, for example, we did not have tracking. Everyone was in the same kinds of classes. And so there's a lot of debate over whether students should be tracked at the high school level. Now let's take a few questions. And we had several questions from you who are listening. One of them comes from Hanny, H-A-N-Y, from Egypt. And Hanny asks, what's the difference between the word effect, E-F-F-E-C-T, and affect, A-F-F-E-C-T? Good question. Well, effect, E-F-F-E-C-T, is a noun, and that refers to the result of something. For example, if I hit you in the nose with my hand, with my fist, the effect will be perhaps you will have blood coming out of your nose. You might also hit me back. So that's an effect. The word affect, A-F-F-E-C-T, is a verb, and it means to change or to make a difference. The news affected me, meaning it changed me. It made a difference for me. Now, it's actually technically possible to use A-F-F-E-C-T as a noun also. It's pronounced differently when it is a noun. As a noun, it is affect. As a verb, it is affect. The noun affect is used in psychology mostly to refer to people's emotions. Effect can also be used not just as a noun but as a verb, but it's not as common. So thank you, Hanny, for that question. Another question comes from Dimitri. And Dimitri in Italy wants to know the difference between good and bad and how we use those with the verb to feel. For example, if someone says, how do you feel? Do you say, I feel good? Or do you say, I feel well? Well, let's start with good versus well. Good is an adjective. So, for example, you describe a pizza. It's a good pizza. Well is an adverb, and that means that it is connected to the verb. So how well does he drive? He drives very well. So good is an adjective, well is an adverb. So when you ask someone, how do you feel? Normally, you can say, I feel good. But we actually use well also. So well is sometimes an adjective. So it's very confusing. So when someone says, how do you feel? You can say, I feel good. You can also say, I feel well. Normally, good is an adjective and well is an adverb. But with the verb feel and with some other verbs like look, how does she look? She looks well, means she's not sick, she's feeling well. You can use either good or well. How does she feel? She feels good, she feels well. So either one is possible. With bad, again, you can use bad with feel. I feel bad. Some people say, I feel badly. Technically, that's not correct because badly is an adverb, B-A-D-L-Y, but it's still very common. In fact, it's become so common that many people accept using badly with the verb feel. I feel badly about missing the baseball game. That's acceptable in many cases, particularly in conversation or informal English. We often say, I feel badly. So thank you, Dimitri, for that question. Finally, we have a question from Arthur from Brazil. And Arthur wants to know the difference between maybe and perhaps. Well, really, there isn't any important difference between maybe and perhaps. Maybe I will go to the store. Perhaps I will go to the store. Both of those mean the same thing. It's possible, perhaps, that people use that using perhaps is something a little more formal, or someone who is older, like me, might say perhaps instead of maybe, but really there's no difference in meaning. They mean the same thing. That's all we have time for on today's cafe. I want to thank you again for listening. Thank Dr. Lucy Say for her help. From Los Angeles, California, I'm Jeff McQuillan. We'll see you next time on the English Cafe. English as a Second Language podcast is written and produced by Dr. Lucy Say, hosted by Dr. Jeff McQuillan. This podcast is copyright 2006.